Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. You need a strategy. You need a plan. You need to make sure that next Disney vacation is the best ever. And for a nominal fee, you're going to get lots of great information from touringplans.com. You're going to have access to the 365-day crowd calendar, access to over 140 premium touring plans, as well as access to Lines, which is the mobile application, which will give you up-to-the-date wait times right there on your smartphone. Also, this just in, touringplans.com now has a trial version going out in Disneyland. Check this all out over at www.touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 282 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com, and happy Friday to you. We've made it to yet another weekend, and this is a better one because next week, hopefully it's a short week, and you're going to get to have some family time, spend some time with friends. Hopefully a lot of football and turkey coming up in the next 7 days. So thanks for tuning in. And actually, today we're doing something a little different. We have a live studio audience tuned in on Magical Mouse Radio as we record the show. So thanks to everybody who is tuned in on the station. We thought we'd give this a shot and see how it goes. So joining me today, as always, from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Okay, so for those of you who don't read my blog or pay attention to me at all, hey, where are you? I saw the movie Tangled, and I have to tell you guys, without any spoilers, I loved it. Loved it. It was really good. I really suggest going to see it. You know, Disney is definitely on their way back up with their animated features by Disney, not Pixar. So, you know, definitely go see Tangled, because it's a really, really good movie. And go read my blog to find out what I really thought of the movie.
now, does your blog have spoilers?
It does. Technically, no. You know, if you don't want to know anything about the movie, then yes. But, I mean, the things that I talk about are things that you should know by either the previews or traditional Disney movies, so...
You know, but that's good news to hear, though, that Disney's kind of coming back with, you know, not leaning on Pixar 100% for their, you know, their movies. So it's good to hear that a Disney movie's doing well.
Right, exactly. I really like it. Go see it when it comes out November 24th.
Awesome. So that's good to hear. And, you know, to me, the story of Rapunzel just is boring. I mean, to a guy, that just sounds like,
I did not know the story.
Like, oh,
that was the thing.
So it's
like, I thought I knew the story. And obviously, Disney took some liberties with it. It is so much better than you think it is. Like, it's way better. It's way better.
All right. So check it out, you know, November 24th, and come over to the boards and let us know what you think. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. How's it going, Pam?
It's going well. I am looking forward to next week. Thanksgiving. Love, you know, just getting together with friends and family and stuff. And I wanted to give a shout out to Mike, and you'll know the story behind this, to Mary Blaine, who is Maru, if you follow her on Twitter or on any of the boards she posts on the Be Our Guest podcast board, but a few other ones too. And just say that we got a really nice email from her this week, and just wanted to give her a shout out because I think she is awesome. And she does a lot of wonderful things. I know that she works specifically, you know, sometimes with going over to Give Kids the World and things like that, but she does some cool things and thought she deserved that. So
no, absolutely. You know, the email that she sent us was kind of sad, but it was also very heartwarming at the same time. And, you know, it's just cool to know people that care about other people and are so selfless, you know, because sometimes, you know, we all get a little selfish with our time. You know, we want to go to Disney, we want to do all these things, but, you know, Mary definitely walks the life of somebody who is selfless and thinks of others. So, you know, thanks to Mary, like you said, Pam, because when I saw the email, it really kind of brought me back to what's important.
It is. And I think that's kind of, that's another cool thing, really a great thing about this podcast. I mean, I know that we've talked about this before, but one of the things that I am so thankful for, and it's kind of cool that we're coming up on Thanksgiving because I get to slide this in, but more important than anything else are the friendships that I've been able to make, not just with you all, because of course, you know, we're all friends that do the podcast, but with the listeners out there. It's been a really cool experience, and I got to meet people that I would really never have the opportunity to meet if not for this. So awesome.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about, you know, some of those things we're thankful for maybe next Friday on Black Friday. Yes. You know, when we're in our turkey coma. Because, you know, we're probably not going to do the Black Friday show again. We did that once. So we'll kind of have something special next Friday. But thanks for everybody that is tuned in. Again, we are live on the radio station tonight. We thought we'd just try it out and see if anybody would tune in. We are recording on a Wednesday night for the Friday show. That's kind of how we usually do these things. And if you're tuned in, you're kind of hearing behind the scenes how we put together a show. So thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is going to be another restaurant review. And let me tell you, the show that we did on Kona about 3 weeks ago now, you know, I thought it would just be a normal show. And, you know, we're talking about a restaurant. We're going to talk about what's, you know, what food they have, the atmosphere, our thoughts. I didn't think it would be, you know, anything out of the ordinary. But the conversation that got going over on the forums from this one very, I thought, would, you know, pedestrian show, it turned into like a huge conversation. So thanks to everybody who took the time to post pictures of their meals at Kona. I mean, Pam, did you think that that many people were that passionate about Kona? I thought it was just average.
I do.
It was weird.
And it was awesome. We know that people in the Disney community are passionate about food in general, because we all talk about the food and the restaurants and the things we're going to do. But I love that people responded so much to that. And I bet that we'll have that, you know, with all the future ones that we do, too, because it's just fun to talk food. Because let's face it, we don't get to have, or at least I don't get to have food like that every night here at home. Let me tell you, my cooking is not like that. So it's cool. It's cool to see such a fantastic response.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, fine dining for me lately has been a McRib at McDonald's, you know, so that's my fine dining. But anyway.
Does that count?
I love McRibs. I've had my share of them already, so I'm keeping the McDonald's stockholders happy. So
the whole idea of the McRib is scary to me. I'm just gonna say,
put enough barbecue sauce on anything, it tastes great,
you know, so, okay, anyway, I'll go
I think
with
that's
that.
Their philosophy. All right, so today we're talking about Chef Mickey's, and we're gonna take some time and talk about the Contempo Cafe dining locations over at Disney's Contemporary Resort. I will tell you that I do love Chef Mickey's, that our family goes there almost every trip. I would say the last five trips we've been there each and every time for breakfast. We really do enjoy this as a breakfast meal, but have never been there for dinner. And it's the opposite for Ricky. Ricky's been there for dinner, but not breakfast.
Yes.
And Pam has been there for both. So we're going to kind of, you know, give our opinions on each meal and, you know, just kind of like we did the other shows, just kind of review these places to eat to, you know, throw out the good and maybe the things to consider, maybe some caveats and, you know, let you make your decision. Because I know a lot of people have never been to Chef Mickey's. And a lot of people have been there because it is very, very popular. So I think that's where I'm going to start off by saying that if you want to visit Chef Mickey's, this is one that you got to get that ADR early. You're not going to really be able to walk up most times of the year and get a good time to dine. This one is extremely popular because you get your chance to dine with the Fab Five all in one place, which is a definite plus if your kids want to meet the characters. I mean, right there, you knock out Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Goofy, Pluto, and Donald, all in one place. They come to you. You don't have to stand in line in Toontown or anywhere else. So that's a huge plus for this one. But right off the bat, I would say get your ADRs early for this one, especially if you're looking at a prime time to eat either breakfast or dinner. Those things do fill up quickly. So,
well, those are the only two times they're available. So
that's right. But I mean, you know, like I know you can get a breakfast at like, you know, say 7 o'clock a.m., which if you're staying at Pop Century, you got to get up like at 5 a.m. to get over there. Then you have transportation issues to consider because, you know, sometimes Disney transportation doesn't run that early. So, you know, there are ways around it if you can eat at different times. But before we get into the other things, Ricky, anything to consider with Chef Mickey's like that?
Oh, man. No, I think you covered it. I mean, really, it is the best place to go. To see if you want to see Mickey Mouse and you don't want to wait in line because that can sometimes be haphazardous, this is a good way to do it because, as Pam likes to say, you're sitting and eating a meal and the characters come to you, it's perfect. It's like peanut butter and jelly. It's melded together so well. So
there's nothing better than eating good food and having the characters come to you, not waiting in line. Because I just, you know, I've totally come around to the Steve Forrester way of thinking that I don't wait in line for characters. They come
exactly.
to me because I'm having a good meal. So Pam, what do you think?
I hate that his way of thinking is kind of creeping into people's psyche.
But it just makes sense, you know?
You know, for once, Steve actually comes up with a good thing. Just go with it, Pam.
Oh, funny. So Pam, any tips before we get going here? I know, like, the ADR is essential. So anything else, like, we can think of right off the bat?
Sometimes I've heard, and we've experienced this ourselves, but if you tend to make your ADR toward the end of either breakfast or the end of dinner, which would be probably quite late, depending on how late they're open at that time of year, but you get more character interaction because people
yes.
are kind of filing out at that time. There aren't as many people there. And another thing I feel like, especially for any kind of buffet type meal, is I always feel like you could grab something like really small when you first got up, or if you're a late eater, you know, not worried about anything at all, and then schedule breakfast for the latest time. And then you kind of are covering both breakfast and lunch with something like that. So a little money saving consideration there, but two times to think about when you're thinking about making your ADRs.
Definitely. So let's get into atmosphere. And in our chat room today, we have Melissa M, who we appreciate her stopping into the chat room last minute here as we threw this together. One of the things that I was going to speak about, and she mentioned also in the chat room, is that the atmosphere in the restaurant, it's open because it's in the contemporary, it's in that big atrium area. You can see the monorails going over back and forth. It's definitely, when we're there for breakfast, and I think it's the same for dinner, you know, it's a party atmosphere. It's
yes.
a fun, high energy. It's not laid back. They have this every half hour, they do the celebrate and you wave
your
napkins.
Yeah, you wave your napkins around in the air. Wave it around like
party.
It's still there.
You know, and that's fun for adults, but for kids, you know, that's way over the top because kids are always taught, you know, most times to, you know, sit down, eat your meal, don't go crazy. I mean, this is the opposite of that. And, you know, you see Goofy there and Mickey waving, and it's just the cast members all get into it, the servers, to where it is it's a great atmosphere. I think, you know, it depends on what you're looking for. You know, it's definitely not something you would see like we talked about Kona. You know, that's a very laid back, you know, just relax and calm. This is the opposite of that, but
this
I think
not
that
something like California Grill.
No, no,
this
no,
is, no. This
exactly.
is just, this is fun.
I mean,
absolutely pure fun.
You know, music starts pumping out, and it is something though that I think that, you know, when you schedule your ADRs on a Disney vacation of like a week long, it's kind of fun to kind of run the gamut of maybe a beer garden where you see like an Oompa band and you're sitting with people you don't know. That's kind of fun. Go to the, you know, Kona and have a relaxed meal, just you and your family, just relaxing and winding down. Or, you know, and also having maybe a breakfast at Chef Mickey's where it's high energy and fun. It really, you know, kind of runs the gamut on moods. So I would definitely start off by saying the atmosphere is, you know, real party and a lot of fun. So anything you want to add to that, Ricky?
I love the colors in there because everything in the contemporary is so contemporary, but it's all because it's focused around Mickey Mouse. It's all reds and yellows, a lot of those colors. And so you're right. It does lend towards the party atmosphere. And you're right. It's just a big party. That's all it is. It's just a big party.
Yeah, and you know, they make it really easy to join in the party. I mean, because the cast members will kind of nudge you to pick up your napkin and wave
yes.
it in the air, and the characters are doing the same thing, to where even if you're kind of a shy type person where you'd say, oh, I don't think I would do that at a restaurant. You know, it's pretty easy to do because you see everybody doing it, and it's just a good time. So, Pam,
right.
your thoughts on the atmosphere, Pam?
For me, somehow Chef Mickey's is kind of, and then this is just because it's at the Contemporary, but it almost feels a little nostalgic. This isn't always where Chef Mickey's was, but on our honeymoon, we went to Chef Mickey's when it was still at Downtown Disney, and it wasn't quite the same, but I always still kind of feel very nostalgic about that, and it's in the Contemporary, and that was one of the original resorts, so I like that feel. I like being, you know, someplace that has a little history, and I think that Chef Mickey's does.
Now, where was Chef Mickey's when it was at Downtown Disney?
It was actually over in our location that now is probably where Rainforest is, in that Rainforest Captain Jack's area. It kind of sat out, and it was actually kind of a more elegant type restaurant. I guess I don't want to say it was over the top, like one of the best restaurants at Disney World. But when we went there, it was a sit down meal and you ordered from the menu. But Chef Mickey was, I don't know if he was there or they just called it Chef Mickey's or, you know, what the deal was. I don't have a great clear memory of that just because we've gone so many times since and it all kind of melds together, but it was at Downtown Disney. And so it was really cool to have it there. We had a seat that looked out over the water there. So anyways.
Well, you know, speaking of seats, actually, Melissa in the chat room mentioned that, you know, it's great if you can get a window seat.
Yeah.
You know, because then you can look out on Bay Lake, which I've noticed that. But now, can you see? Because I've been in that back room, because there's like different rooms in Chef Mickey's. Mm-hmm. You can sit in the main area. There's a couple seats like in the main area, kind of along the, kind of opposite the buffet. And then there's a room toward the back, and there's a room kind of as you come in. Straight ahead. Now, I've never sat in any of those areas, but you can sit looking out over Bay Lake.
Yes,
I've never done that. It's a good.
Yeah,
tip.
Yeah. Actually, that's where I sat the first time we've ever been. And now you kind of just talked about one of the other things I was going to mention is this place is huge. I mean, there's a lot of room for people. I mean, I know it gets a lot of people, but this place can fit a lot of people in it too. And it does have so many different rooms that have so many different levels to it too. So you know, you could be seated with a lot of people, or you could be seated with just a few. It just depends on which room they take you to. So
good point. And, oh, one thing we forgot to mention, like as you're entering, and I don't know if this holds true for dinner. You can tell me, Ricky, but it does for breakfast. You get your picture taken with the big like statue thing. It's not,
yes,
you know, it's not
you
Mickey
do.
Mouse.
It,
it's, you get, it's a statue.
You get your picture taken with like it's in the shape of a plate, and it's got Mickey Mouse, little Chef Mickey on the Now for a while there, they were testing getting your picture taken with Mickey at the front. And I don't think that went over very hot, so they moved it back. But, but now, right now, as far as I know, it's just the plate, and you get your family's picture taken there. And you can choose to buy it or not, so you don't have to purchase it. They'll come around and, you know, talk to you, try to get you to purchase it, but you don't have to. And one thing that I kind of wish that they would do is include those kind of pictures like that in my PhotoPass, or as an option to, like, upgrade it to your PhotoPass CD or something like that. I really wish that they'd start doing that.
But see, then they wouldn't sell them as much, I think. You know,
I don't know. I mean, if they charged enough for it, I mean, if they charged you the same amount of money that they're charging you for what they're charging you for, you know, something that they're charging you for, and then you could print it. I think that they would still get, and then they wouldn't have to print it, so then they wouldn't have that cost involved with it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the thing about those pictures is, okay, now, and I don't know how everybody else feels about this. You can definitely give us feedback on this in the chat room, and we'll go around and talk about this, is that when they bring those pictures to your table, especially when you have kids and you have a family, you know, it's probably the same for you and Brian, Ricky, too, but it's just really hard to say you don't want them because it's like, it's a picture of your family, you know, and you're at Chef Mickey's and you're smiling, but they are so expensive, and we've gotten them, I bet you we've gotten them more than half the times we visited. And we, you know, we don't do anything with them when we get home. They sit in the basket with all the stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't, you get like little keychains, or I think they've changed them maybe to like magnet pictures. Or, you know, there's like always like a little trinket kind of picture thing. But they're like, I want to say like $35 for the package. I mean, it's definitely not something that's cheap. So, Ricky, do you guys tend to get them or no or what?
Okay, so I look at this from a photographer standpoint. So, technically, it's not that expensive for the package. I mean, I know it sounds like a lot, but it's not that much. But we don't usually get them, and it's because of the reason that you just said is, what am I going to do with it? I mean, I could set it out and everything, and that would be lovely and grand, but I don't really need all of that, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's going to be something that I'm handing out to a bunch of people. You know, that's why I said, I think if they started doing something like that with being able to put it on the PhotoPass CD or something along those lines, I think they might get more sales because, you know, that way at least people can do what they want with it instead of just, oh, you're forced to just get this and that's it. So give people the option.
You do give people the option, but I mean, I know that that's a huge upsell for Disney. I mean,
oh,
I know
it
that
is.
If they can print them for everybody in the restaurant, you know, the whole package, they're obviously raking you over the coals when you buy them. I mean, it's just common sense. Look how many they've printed, you know, in the cycle of a day. So I know that they're a big money maker, but I think it's that, for me, it's that like connection of, oh, they've already printed them. We look, you know, it's our family.
Yeah,
you know, I don't
want
to take in the package and chuck it in the dumpster.
No, when they've already got them there, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm a sucker, though.
I don't want it.
So what do you guys do, Pam?
It really varies. I'm, you know, there are some times and some trips, and it probably depends sort of on my meal or on my mood, because, you know, there are some trips where you're like, I'm not buying this, because I've bought it all before. I have 8 of them at home and I don't need them. And
right.
So there are some trips that I feel like we go on and, you know, that I'm in a mood where I'm not going to buy anything. And I've taken every picture there is. Could I take one more picture of the castle? Could I do this? And then there are other pictures or other trips where I'm like, oh, I want a picture of this. I know I have it a million times, but I really, 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 really want it again, or, you know, something like that. So I, you know, unless they're really good, I will say I typically do not buy the picture. But every now and then, you know, when I'm feeling like, oh, you know, Hannah's going to be moving out any second, I better buy this picture. So anyways, that's what we do.
I think it's the deal, though, that it's like physically like in the package, you're in the keychain, you're in the frame, you know, the little like paper frame. I don't know. I think they totally have me. But, you know, I guess that's just me. You know what? Because, like I said, we have the pictures, but we don't really display them. I mean, we display other pictures, just not like our Chef Mickey standing at a statue. You know, to be a, you know, some kind of a candid shot at the parks is what we'll, you know, display around the house. So that's interesting. Right. But actually, in the chat room, another great tip is that if you don't want the pressure of, you know, they're going to bring this to you and ask you if you want to buy it, just don't get your picture taken on the way in.
Yes.
And that problem solves.
That's
I never even thought of that. I mean, how simple
too.
Is that?
Yeah.
I don't even think of that stuff. You know, I'm a great Disney soldier. You know, they're like, sir, go stand here. Okay. You know,
okay, I'll go do that.
It's
yes, sir.
Like, you know, okay, I don't want to ruffle Mickey's feathers, man. He's making the food here. So, yeah, that's kind of the thing.
He might spit in it if he's
right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he'll do that. You know, maybe.
No, that's Donald. He's the one with the temper.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
All right. So let's get into the food here, and I'll start off with the breakfast. And it's pretty much your typical breakfast buffet. You have your Mickey waffles, your biscuits and gravy, your sausage and bacon. But they do have some fun stuff like breakfast pizzas and just, you know, if you can think about like a typical breakfast buffet, they have it. And they do have vegetarian offerings there too. I believe that you get orange juice with your buffet and water. I don't know. I guess they give you soda. I don't know if that's included though. I think they might charge you extra for soda. I can't promise. Maybe it's included. I don't know. You guys know? Soda?
I think you get a non-alcoholic drink included.
Okay. So, yeah. Because, I mean, I know a lot of people in the morning drink coffee. I just drink cold coffee, which is called Pepsi or Coke. You know, I just have my soda. So, that's what I do. And it's pretty, I mean, once you get into your seat, pretty much it, like, moves quickly. You know, they'll seat you and, you know, they'll ask you what you want to drink. And they'll, you know, tell you, go to the buffet, fill up your plates, go ahead and eat. And they give you kind of like the lowdown that, you know, have your autograph books ready and have your cameras ready. And you can kind of see like there's a pattern the characters are following through the restaurant. Okay. And, you know, you kind of want to, if you have kids and even if you don't have kids, you're ready to get pictures with the characters. You want to kind of, you know, make a plan. I'm going to go to the buffet now and make sure that I'm back because Mickey's, you know, 4 tables over. So the breakfast offerings, I think they're good. I mean, they're really good, but it's not, you're not going to find anything there, I don't think. Not too many things that you won't find at a typical breakfast buffet. So, Pam, what are your thoughts on the breakfast offerings?
I know that Hannah, for years, one of the reasons why we had to go there and was they had this breakfast pizza that had like marshmallows and peanut butter and chocolate on it and things like that. And that was one of her absolute favorite things to get there. And so that's why we were continually going back there. Not that, you know, I felt like, oh gosh, Hannah, you know, this peanut butter and whatever pizza, but I suppose it was really good. There was also, they had some nice hot dishes, like a breakfast lasagna, but it wasn't the fruit one. This had more, you know, it was more of a savory dish. I know that there's a fruit one over at Crystal Palace, but this one, it was more of a savory dish. And I thought that that was really good. And, you know, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with breakfast foods. I really don't.
You know, in the chat room's bringing up the cereal station, because they have these like towers of like Fruit Loops and Cocoa Puffs and, you know, Lucky Charms. All the cereals are like in these clear tubes that are probably, you know, 5 feet tall, and you put your bowl under it and it spits out the cereal. Paige has done that many a time. She's had like 3 bowls of cereal for like, you know, what did her meal cost? Like $20. I'm like, seriously.
Yeah, I know. She got 4 bowls of cereal.
You know,
you're like,
But the thing was, like, I think next to the cereal, I remember because we have pictures of this. Like, they had like gummy worms and stuff. So like, you could put like gummy worms or some kind of candy in with the cereal. But she got the biggest kick out of that. But that's exactly right. It was a very, very expensive.
Because nothing says healthy. Not only does cereal stay healthy, but adding gummy worms to the cereal, that makes it so much healthier, doesn't it?
You know, you're partying at Disney with Mickey and his friends. I mean, come on.
Geez, a little overkill there.
Yeah, look at you. You're like the healthy eating police on vacation, apparently.
No, not so much. I'm just saying, adding that to the cereal, good Lord, that's a lot.
That's how we keep her ready. Like
the ice cream toppings were over there because,
yeah, you know, that might have been what it was.
And they just left them out for the
yes,
day.
Seriously,
kids,
yeah.
And kids just started putting them on top of their cereal.
I'm telling you, she had Fruit Loops with gummy worms on top. I have a picture. I'll have to find it. So, all right, so let's talk about dinner here for a minute. And like I said, I've never had dinner here. We've always gone for breakfast. So, Ricky, some of the offerings for dinner, and is dinner the exact, is it, does it sound the same as breakfast?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, you know, for the most part, they have your average fare on a buffet. You know, of course, they've got the meat station, the carving station, and they've got a few specials that they have through the day of different dishes that they've made. The thing that stands out to me here is the Parmesan mashed potatoes. Yeah. These things are amazingly good. I've tried to make them at home too, and they're good at home too. But there's something about them at Disney that just makes it outstanding. And, you know, so, and of course, they then have kids' dishes too. So, you know, they have the traditional pizza and chicken tenders and macaroni and cheese and stuff like that. But it's a lot of it is very standard food, like you'd see at any buffet. Just a few specialty items here and there.
So would you rate the food, you know, kind of like on a scale of like Disney food? I mean, because you have your very high-end restaurants, you have your, you know, not low-end, but like your Trails End, you know, that's kind of the, you know, lower end of the you know, money scale. I mean, would you put it kind of right in the middle?
For value or for what's on the,
well,
like...
For either.
Okay, for value of like what you're getting for the money you're spending... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's $34.07 with tax for adults. $34 for a standard buffet is, you know, it's a lot. I know you get to meet the characters too, but that's a lot of money. You know, for the food wise, the food is actually very good. So, you know, I do like the food there, and I will go eat there again. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like it's a toss up. It's kind of like. Kind of like Pam says with the buy-in of the picture. It's sometimes I feel like paying the money, sometimes I don't. So,
well, I would say too that even for breakfast or dinner, I think that you're going there. You're not drawn there because of the food. You're drawn
no,
there because
places,
of because
no.
of the atmosphere. You know, of meeting the characters and the food. You know, the food can be good, but I don't think anybody's going there like, oh, you know, like you say, you like the potatoes, but I don't think you're going
right.
to pay $34 at a buffet. You know, just because they have the potatoes, it's kind of the combination.
$34 mashed
package.
Potatoes. Those are some good potatoes.
No doubt. No kidding. So, Pam, your thoughts on dinner?
I kind of feel the same. Although, you know, I really feel like if your kids really, really want to see the characters, it's a great opportunity
yes.
for that, especially Mickey. You know, Mickey can sometimes be a challenge to see because there's usually a really long line for him, regardless of where he is. So, I mean, that I think the food is okay. It's fine for me. I'm not a huge fan of buffets to begin with. And secondly, I like buffets maybe that have something that's a little more off the beaten path, like Boma, I think, as a buffet, I think is really good because it has things that you wouldn't have at every other buffet. Not to say that there's not a time and a place for a buffet, because I think there certainly is. But if I'm, you know, if it's my choice and I get to pick where I want to eat, I'm not going to pick this one. Will I go there if that's where everyone else wants to go? Yeah, absolutely. And I'll have a great time. And I'm sure there's all kinds of things that I'll find there. But it's going to have food that will probably appeal to most people. And I think that's probably a big strength of it. I mean, especially for those that have really picky eaters
yes.
in their party. I mean, you know, so think about that. yeah, Mike, or you do have Paige to think about, but
yeah,
you know.
But, you know, it's one of those things though, that I think, you know, as I look at Chef Mickey's, as we kind of wrap up Chef Mickey's, we'll move on to Contempo Cafe. It's kind of, I think what its strength is that it's got a combination of a lot of factors that are really good but not great working for it. You have, first of all, you have a great location. You know, you're in the Contemporary, very close to the Magic Kingdom. And the Contemporary itself is a place to visit. You know, I like to visit the Contemporary. It's just it's a beautiful Disney resort, and it's a lot of fun to go over there. You have pretty good food and buffets. Again, when you have a picky eater, I think it's easier to, you know, have somebody find something off a buffet than, like, going to where it's a, you know, a menu that's limiting. And, Great. You know, the characters are definitely a huge draw because, like we've said many, many times, it's much easier to have the characters come to you than you go to the characters. So, I think it's definitely a great restaurant. But I don't think that we're led there by the food. I think the atmosphere is more of a reason. You know, mm-hmm. we talked about Kona. Yeah. Kona, it's the food first. The atmosphere is awesome, but it's second. You know, and this one's kind of, I think, the opposite. But, you know, from the chat room, I noticed a lot of people do have their kind of favorite dishes. Someone mentioned the Mickey-shaped mac and cheese.
That's weird.
The ravioli, so that's fun. So that's cool. And somebody said they had McRibs. Oh, wait, no, wait. That was just ribs.
Oh,
just ribs.
So
I'm stuck on the McRib.
Rib.
Yes. So
you're gonna make me Mick vomit.
Nice. Oh, great.
Oh my god!
Will that be edited out?
Yes, we're gonna leave that in. Okay, so let's before we move on to Kitepo, let's talk desserts because that's always everyone's favorite part of their meals. I think on vacation. So Ricky, your thoughts on the desserts?
Okay, so they have most of the time they have their traditional everything Disney, you know, everything that every other buffet has. But my favorite thing and the thing that I believe they only have here are the Mickey Domes. And they are amazingly delicious. It's basically like an Oreo cookie with what's got to be something similar to chocolate mousse. Like kind of hardened chocolate mousse, like kind of layered on top. Not hard, but, you know, solid. And then it's got two chocolate Mickey ears in it. Like, you know, two chocolate circles for Mickey ears. Oh my god, those things are so delicious and rich and good. And I could eat like a million of them. And yeah, definitely have to go get some Mickey Domes because those are awesome.
I've never had
so
that.
That's my pick. If you're going to Chef Mickey's and you're getting dessert, you have got to get the Mickey Dome because you will not regret it unless you don't like chocolate. And then there's something wrong with you. But, you know, besides that.
But we don't judge.
But we don't judge.
Absolutely exactly. Not. Just each other. So Pam, your thoughts on the desserts. I mean, do you like the Mickey Domes as well?
I like the Mickey Domes. I'm not a huge, like, super rich chocolate person. I'm not chocolate all the time. But I think that these...
What's wrong with you?
Like these. I think that even though I'm not, I think most people would like these. Mm-hmm. And I also like, you know, that they have, and I know that most places have these. But I'm still a sucker for the Rice Krispie Treats. I don't know. There's just something about them. That I like, and they always have those there, and they also have bread pudding. Again, another thing I'm a sucker for. I don't know why. I probably only eat it at Disney World, but it's there, and I put it on my plate, and it's always good. So, I mean, yes.
Oh, yeah, and Melissa mentioned an apple dessert that they have there too, which is pretty good. So, yeah.
You know, I couldn't have that. You know, apples or chocolate? Come on. You know, how's that going?
I know, that's kind of my theory, but if that's cinnamon mixed in with it, some sort
what
of...
What if they were a McApple?
Yeah. A McApple.
A McApple, there you go. I'd probably eat that. You're funny. Very nice. So
you probably would have had one tonight.
I probably would have with my McRib. And what's scary is, you know, it's bad enough that you're ordering McRibs, but you can actually get a second McRib sandwich only for a dollar with your value meal.
So yes.
Just get
Who
you to the ER faster.
That?
Exactly. Just for the record, I haven't bought the second one yet. So just so you know. You know, and we have a picture posted in the chat room that shows a view of the Magic Kingdom. And I've eaten it at Chef Mickey's 5, 6, 7 times, but I still can't picture where those tables are.
It's right in the back.
Where you see the Magic Kingdom.
Very far back of the restaurant, I think. No, maybe it's on the side. No, I can't picture where it is.
I can't, because I would think the Magic Kingdom would be like kind of opposite where you check in to the restaurant. But
it is. Yes. Then it is on the side. I know I've sat in that room.
I trust our listeners in the chat room because they're showing pictures.
I know I've sat in that room with where I could see the castle, and I just can't remember if it was the back room or if it was the side room. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I failed.
Yes, you failed. All right. So let's move on to the this is a newer option over at the Contemporary. It's the Contempo Cafe. It's kind of located where the Concourse Steakhouse used to be, and... Mm-hmm. It's just one of those kind of grab and go places, but they made a really good sandwich. I'll tell you that. I had that before the attention to detail meet, when we were down there in October, that, you know, I was trying to plan out my schedule to eat for the half marathon, And so I just, you know, we happened to be meeting in the that area right there at the Contemporary, and I needed to get some food before the race. And I bought kind of like a sandwich on a multigrain bun that was, I think it was like a turkey and cheese, and it was really, really good. And I'll tell you, it was, I think it was like served with some chips and a sandwich, and it was, I want to say like $7, but it was a huge sandwich. I couldn't even finish it. So I thought good value, good sandwich there. So Pam, have you eaten there, and what do you think?
I have, and I have to admit, I'm upset that we're talking about this one, because this is one of my hidden gems.
Oh, no!
No, you know I always share. I just feel like it's one of those places that makes decent food for a counter service. I mean, really decent food. One of my favorite sandwiches there is a turkey sandwich that is served with apples and apple butter and Gouda cheese, and it's toasted, and it rocks. Ooh. That's all I have to say. It is so, so good. And that we,
sounds,
you know,
amazing.
We get it every time. This also is the spot where my husband, the cupcake, lived for a while. He was the pina colada cupcake, and the story goes that I would say that I loved it so much. And then Steve and I, of course, being the juveniles that we are, Steve would ask me if I liked it so much I wanted to marry it. And I said, yes, I did. And it was henceforth known as the cupcake who was my husband.
Nice.
It was a pina colada cake, a cupcake, and it was so good. It had coconut in it and a pineapple-y filling. And it was just really good, and now it's gone. So, I know, right? He left.
Another thing of yours that is gone off the menu. No, you just have to stop liking.
Somebody started on that website. Because,
no kidding.
But anyways,
squat
it was really
one.
Good.
So, you know, but I think the thing about this place is that it's not going to be, it seemed that the menu didn't have a lot of the same things you'll see at the counter services, like at the resorts, like at Pop Century has a lot of good choices. That's kind of a bad choice, but a lot of the resorts, their quick service tend to have a lot of the same things. But I do like that, you know, it seems like each one of them have a few items that are different, like Ricky's grilled cheese over at the, you know, Polynesian at Captain Cook's, you know, that's something that you can get there. They have flatbread pizzas.
I know.
Cafe
I was looking at
that
those.
Are really good.
Look amazingly good.
Yes.
Yeah. Like they have a lot of different
and
kinds.
They have really good really good salads too.
And I think the chips there are kind of. I think those are like made at the place. I don't think they're like bagged chips. They're kind of like those chips that you get at the Polynesian with your sandwich. They were kind of the same.
Polynesian chips. I'm telling you, those chips are good.
But they were. They tasted similar though. They were kind of the same. And I thought again, value wise. Inconvenience wise, I mean, you order from those little self-service kiosks. You kind of pick what you want. You go up to the I can't decide. Do you pay first or do you go to the counter first at this one? Because there's always, it seems like they all have different rules. Like, do you do a self-service kiosk, then you go to the counter, or do you pay and then go to the counter? I think you pay first.
Self-service kiosk, then you take your printout to pay, and then you go back and get it.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
It was really efficient. Of course, I was there. I think we were there like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it wasn't like a crunch time of a meal time. But, you know, I made my order, got my food probably within 3 or 4 minutes, and of course it was freshly prepared. You grab a drink. They have a lot of coolers there with lots of beverages. Grab a drink and just, you know, lots of lanes there. Walk right through and you go. And actually, one of the checkout cast members there listens to our podcast, so hopefully you're listening
Yay!
Today. Thanks for listening. That was really cool because he noticed my lanyard or my
Yay.
ID or something. So any other thoughts on Contempo Cafe before we close this one out?
It looks delicious.
Go. It's right there by the Magic Kingdom. Maybe you don't want to eat like the same stuff that you've had a million times at, you know, at one of the Magic Kingdom eateries. Go over there and get something. It's so good.
Yeah, and the chat room does say you have to pay first. So that makes sense. I think that's like the Polynesian.
I think that makes a lot of sense to do it that way.
I'm not making your food till I know you have the money.
That's kind of pretty much what they're... Yeah, exactly.
They're not letting you trick them. So those are our thoughts on Chef Mickey's and the Contempo Cafe, both great eateries, very close to the Magic Kingdom, great location in the Contemporary Resort. But we want to know your stories. What do you think about these places to eat? Visit our website at www.beourguestpodcast.com. Jump on the message thread right there for today's show and let us know what you think. We love when we get comments about our podcasts. We love keeping the conversation going, and you have so much information to share with everybody else. So please do take the time this weekend and hop over to the forums at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Jump on and post what you think about Chef Mickey's and the Contempo Cafe. Now, a couple things before we get out of here. I want to take this time to thank our art department, the one-man art department, Keith, who has redone our banner yet again on the forums. And I thought that he was very clever with this deal.
Yes, I loved it.
Isn't it, like, so clever that he took our banner and tied it in with the theme that Disney's going with right now, the Let the Memories Begin. And one of the things you can do, or possibly you might get a chance to do down there in 2011, is get your family's picture from the day on Cinderella Castle that night. So he took this and ran with it. And if you visit our forums over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com, you'll see that our listeners are featured prominently right there on the banner. And I just love looking at it because it makes me smile. We see our listeners with the Cheshire Cat and with Mickey Mouse and, you know, husbands and wives and groups from meets 2-3 years ago. It's just, it is so awesome. I mean, it caught me by surprise. Keith didn't tell me he was doing this. And so I hopped on and I saw it. And I mean, it just really, it warmed my heart because this is exactly why we want to have this podcast. We want to create memories, create friendships. And we have been so lucky to have each and every one of you either tuning in tonight, listening to the show, wherever you are in the world on a podcast. It's just awesome. But I thought Keith really needs to hear how much we appreciate what he did and how clever that was. So, I mean, Pam, did it catch you by surprise? What do you think of that?
Oh, it was so cool. It was really, really funny. I love the picture of y'all at Yeehaw Bob's doing the YMCA. And for you guys, it looks like not the YMCA, but another odd assortment of letters that may spell. I'm not sure what they spell, but
I don't know.
But it's so, so cool. So, so cool.
You know, and you can get your picture up there as well. You know, Keith will definitely put your picture up there. Just drop by the forums, send Keith, it's Keith B is his username, a private message there with your picture, and he'll put that up there. But just a lot of fun. I mean, Ricky, I like the picture. There's a picture of you and Marcy and Dennis and a lot of folks.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We took that this year when we were down there. That was a lot of fun. I really, really liked it.
Very Marcy cool. looks so cute. All pregnant.
I know she does.
All right, so we have a listener email today, and this is one that I don't have the answer to, but let me read it, and maybe our chat room can help us out, because I'm not a coffee drinker, and this is a coffee question. But our good friend Tom Reck, who I believe is up in Minnesota, if I got that right, sent us a question, and so here it is. He asks a question for you guys, Mike. If you buy coffee at the Main Street Bakery or anywhere on Main Street USA and save your receipt, you can get refills for the whole day. How about in the other parks? If this is true, if I buy a coffee at the Main Street Bakery, can I get refills anywhere, or do I have to go back there? I know Disney coffee is not the best, but when you need a cup of coffee, you need a cup of coffee. And he says the only reason he asks is last year in Disneyland, they were able to do this on Main Street every morning and then return later in the day. He said a couple times, twice in a day, and got free refills on the coffee by showing our receipt for that day. And now, let me say that I did hear about this on Disneyland. I think it was Beta Mouse, or it could have been WDW Today. Somebody asked this question about Disneyland, and they said that it is true at Disneyland. You can keep getting refills throughout the entire day. Now, I don't know about Walt Disney World or the Magic Kingdom. Pam, have you heard anything about this?
I know that they do it at Disneyland, and they do a lot of kind of quirky, cool stuff like this at Disneyland. I am sorry, but I am not sure about this at Disney World. I have heard people say that they have had success with this, and then I have heard people say that they have not had success with this. So I really wish I knew for sure, but I do not.
Yeah, so I guess it's just go up there and say, hey, you know, I'm from Disneyland or something.
I was here earlier. Can I have a refill? I mean, you know, what are they going to say? They're going to look at you and say, no.
Yeah, give it a shot. What's the worst thing to say? Like,
exactly.
Excuse me.
They may look at you like you have five heads, but, you know, still, you at least get an answer.
You know, I'm sorry, Tom. This is, like, not a clear answer, but really,
I know.
The way I see it is that I think if you go up nicely and ask and just explain, hey, I was out of Disneyland and they did this. You know, a lot of this stuff, cast members have the freedom to kind of, you know, plus your day just a little bit. And think about it. How much is a refill of coffee costing them? They would probably refill your cup. I mean, I wouldn't expect it, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did it. That's what I guess I would say.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get out of here, too, we want to mention that we are having I think this is the second annual, or maybe
even
third annual.
It is the second annual.
The Ornament Exchange, the Be Our Guest Podcast Ornament Exchange. And let me just say that we just had a huge recipe exchange. Recipes were exchanged all around the world, and that was a huge success. And now we have the Ornament Exchange, which I think is a really cool thing. I'd encourage everybody to get on board, because how cool is it to get an ornament that you're not expecting? And, you know, there's easy ways to do this. You don't have to, like, go to a craft fair and buy one, which you can do. You could actually make your own. That would be very cool, too. But, you know, a simple way to do this is just to go on DisneyShopping.com.
Yep.
And buy one, and just type in the address of the person you're exchanging with, and they'll send that Disney ornament right out to that person. You never even have to handle it or go to the post office. It's a very simple way to do that, but I think it's kind of fun to share in the, you know, the celebration of the season, of being able to give to some other friends, maybe from the boards. And Michelle Camber puts this all together for us.
And Lisa
as well. And it's a lot of work kind of organizing all the addresses and making sure this person gets this address and so forth. So we thank them so much for taking care of all this. But I'll tell you that, you know, I did this last year, and it was just cool to get, you know, to get an ornament from a listener. I love it. I mean, it's got a prominent place on my tree, and I plan on doing it again this year. It's so much fun, and it's kind of like a random draw who you get. So now, Ricky, what was your ornament? Do you remember from last year? Do you remember receiving it? What'd you do?
I do. I got a wonderful ornament from the Hood family, and it was amazing. And they engraved my name on it. It was one that from, you know, Disney, the Disney shopping, but they had my name engraved on it, and I absolutely love it. It is the best ornament ever. And so, you know, the person who gets me this year, you know, the ante's up. You're gonna have to do something really awesome. No, I'm just joking. No. But
my goodness.
No. It's one of those amazing things that we do. And the other thing I'm going to mention, too, is we are going to have a Christmas card exchange as well at some point, too. So be on the lookout for that, too, eventually in the future.
You know, I've heard stories that, you know, kids have gotten, you know, kids of listeners of our show. And we always encourage the kids to listen as well.
Yes, and the kids can exchange, too.
Yes, you know, and they get, you know, maybe they get something from another part of the country that they, you know, they've never been there. And this is a great way for them to learn, you know, about, you know, maybe they've never been to Chicago. And it's an ornament that maybe it's not a Disney ornament. Maybe it's like an ornament from wherever the person lives or something. So I know there's been a lot of, you know, cool, you know, lessons and meetings made by the kids, you know, being able to see these things, too. So, Pam, what were your thoughts on that?
I didn't participate in the ornament exchange last year, but I love the idea of people sending ornaments that maybe are exclusive to their area or something that has to do with their area. I know that we have a place here, and I'm not going to say because I'm hoping to participate this year, so I won't say what it is, but something that's exclusive to our area. And no, it's not the Steelers thing because I wouldn't do that to anyone, but you know what I mean. Something that is, you know, means something to you, and you're sending it to someone who means something to you. So I think that's a really cool part of it, too.
Yep. Or your favorite Disney character or something like that. You know, just whatever. I think that's what makes it fun, is because you don't know what you're going to get. And, you know, there's going to be a story behind that ornament. And, you know, you keep your ornaments for years and years. So that'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, again, thanks to the Be Our Guest Podcast family. You guys really, you are the greatest. I mean, you guys do all this stuff to interact with each other. We're just kind of on the outside doing the podcast, and it's just
bringing everybody together.
Exactly. I mean, it's our listeners that do everything for us, and we're just eternally grateful for that. So thank you so much. A couple other things before we get out of here. Don't forget, we have a live show, more live than this one, because we're going to be taking calls on Sunday night, this Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. We're going to get you ready for Thanksgiving week. So call in, talk to us, tell us what you're thankful for when it comes to Disney. I mean, we have lists that could go on for miles and miles and niles if you're on the Jungle Cruise, I guess. That just came out. But so we'll talk about what we're thankful for our Disney vacations, and just, you know, what we're thankful for in general. And we'll talk trip planning. We'll actually kind of kick off the holidays and talk about, you know, some of the holiday happenings down at Walt Disney World and all that good stuff. So we hope that you can take the time Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Tune into MagicalMouseRadio.com and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. So live show this Sunday. Don't forget, you can also call our voicemail anytime at 206-984-0858. We'll play that message here on an upcoming show. We love getting voicemails, so give us a call. And also, don't forget that today's episode was brought to you by TouringPlans.com. And you know that it's getting close to Christmas. And if you're planning on visiting Walt Disney World over Christmas, please, I implore you, have a plan, have a touring plan. They actually have plans for the holidays that are going to help you, even on the busiest of days down at Walt Disney World, to see the most attractions possible with the least amount of waits. So check them out. They actually even have some plans now for Disneyland. They're testing those, and those are coming along very well. So just information is going to help you out so much. And our friends at touringplans.com are constantly refining their plans, making sure they're up to date, and making sure they're efficient. So check them out over at www.touringplans.com. Before we get out of here today, I would like to thank everyone who participated in our chat room and kind of joined in here at the very last minute. Isn't that pretty cool? I mean, I thought it was pretty fun.
It really was.
So we'll have to do this
again.
It was.
We had a decent turnout, too, for not announcing it in advance and all that.
So for being us.
Yeah, I would say that's definitely a decent turnout considering we announced it like 10 minutes before.
Exactly.
We're going to go on the air. We have, you know, tons of people in the chat room. So thanks for making us a part of your Wednesday night. And we hope that you have a great weekend if you're listening to the podcast that's recorded. So thanks again for all you do. We appreciate you so much. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
Yay.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.
Okay, I'm going to switch the station over here. There's 20 people listening right now, so...
So no swearing?
But I mean, the thing is, like, there's... I mean, these people are probably just... They probably have no idea we're doing this, because they're just, like, listening to the music. If they haven't checked Twitter, like, in the last 45 minutes, they're going to have no idea, so hang on. It's going to play music for just a second. Hang on. I got to make sure I do this right. It should play Impressions de France. Let's see if it does. Let me let it play.
That
for
sounds
a couple
like
seconds.
Impressions de France.
I love that.
Okay, so.
And Saturday, I felt like death.
That thing is going around. I've heard of some people that have it.
It was terrible. I felt just like death.
Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Hey, we're breaking into your normally scheduled Walt Disney World music because we're going to record our live Friday show, which actually isn't live here on the station, just for the heck of it, to have some fun. So if you're tuned into Magical Mouse Radio this afternoon, thank you for
tuning
in. Surprise, here we are. Hello. Yes. They're like, oh, my music turned off. Sorry. I don't know what actually was playing. But, you know, it'll come back on, I promise, in like an hour. So you're in for a treat, hopefully, tonight. This is kind of behind the scenes as we record our podcasts. We're going to record Friday's show right here. And we're going to be talking about Chef Mickey's and the Contempo Cafe tonight. So if you want, and you're near your computer, you can jump into our chat room at friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike and let us know what you think of Chef Mickey's, and we'll definitely throw that here as some information on the show. And we've talked about doing this. You know what? We thought we'd give it a shot tonight. So that's kind of how I am. I do things at the last minute. So that's
just yes. Fun. Yes, he does.
So we decided on a show topic 2 minutes ago. So see,
yes, we did.
The game. Pam didn't even know.
We so, rock.
Yes, we did. So this is kind of how it sounds when we get ready to do a show. Debbie cannot join us because she has prior commitments, but she wishes everybody happy Thanksgiving and all that good stuff. So she'll
nice.
Be back
and all
next
that
week.
And all that jazz.
Yeah, and all that jazz and happy turkey yeah. and all that. So yeah, please do. If you're listening and you're next to the computer, join our friend feed room at friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike and join in the conversation. If not, we're just going to go ahead and record the show here. And let's see. So we always have to talk about what we're going to talk about in the show before we start. This is kind of a little behind the scenes. And Ricky, I've been there exclusively for breakfast like 5 times. And I know you've done dinner there. Only,
yeah, you
right?
know I've not done breakfast.
Yes. So that's a good combo. And Pam, what have you done, Pam?
I've done breakfast and dinner many, many times. So this used to be one of Hannah's absolute favorites.
Yeah, we have to do this every time. So okay, so we'll have plenty to talk about there. And Contempo Cafe, we can talk about I'm just thinking the only time I really went to Contempo was before Keith and Jackie's meet when I had that sandwich. That sandwich was really good.
I sat in the lobby.
Yeah. And they also had, trying to think, they had those little help yourself or serve yourself kind of, what do you call those? The kiosk things where you order?
Yeah.
Which I thought were, they were, now those were easy to use. But of course I wasn't on the Disney dining plan.
True. I wonder if that makes a difference.
Well, I think it does. Cause like I was just ordering out of pocket. So you just click on what you want and you get it.
Well, it does help.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe the dining plan screws everything up.
I know. I need pictures. Okay.
You do need pictures.
I need pictures. Okay, so
he's the stupid person who has to look at the pictures and figure out what he wants on the menu.
Trying one thing.
Well, we're all very graph visual, you know.
We're graphic people. Yeah,
I know. I was going to say graphic.
I want one of those. All right. So I guess somebody's listening. I don't know. There's 20 people tuned in, but they're probably just turning us off because.
Right. Because we're talking.
Like, what? They don't wanted to hear music. I know we don't compare to like the Soren score, so I apologize. Maybe this wasn't a great idea, but I try things. All right, so let's do this. We're episode 282. This is a touring plan show. I got to talk about the banner.
I love the banner.
You may not get your picture on the castle, but you can have your picture on our banner. So that's
correct.
Keith rocks.
I love it. Cool. Love it. So cool.
All right, so no email yet. How's the chat room looking? Sparse. Spartan. Empty. It doesn't look like a Sunday night. It's like chirp, 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 chirp. Hello. So somebody will drop in, I'm sure. So monitor that rookie.
And all I'll try to keep on it.
Because I got to keep the station fired up and.
Oh, let's talk about the ornament exchange, too, that's going on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't know they're having one of those. I thought it was a recipe exchange.
We did the recipe one and included, which seems to be a lot of people's favorite.
What did he include in this?
Was five Steve's special pizza recipe.
Is it step one, pick up the phone. Step two, call Papa John's.
It absolutely is. And then one of the final steps is to call your wife on a podcast and let everyone know how neglected you are.
Very nice.
I love it.
Okay. All right, so let's do this. Here we go. So we got this fired up. Okay. All right. Let's see how this goes. I'm kind of excited. It only took us 282 episodes to give this a shot. And so far, it's really awesome. I mean, nobody in the chat room, so we'll have to see how this goes. Of course,
there's
45 minutes.
Not to. It's not like there's not 3 hours of editing or
anything. Right.
Well, seriously. Now they'll hear what I have to cut out of everything. So
I know.
Keep it clean, team.
So
keep it clean.
Dang it. So we're going to have to be perfect this time, is what you're telling us?
You see, maybe I'm doing this so I don't have to edit. I could just,
there
maybe
you
this
go.
Is a scam. So I can actually see Survivor on time.
But, you want Survivor.
I know. I want to be on that show. Come on, Jeff Probst. He wouldn't put out my torch.
Sorry.
All right, so we're episode 282. So here we go.